Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Andy Troy Show, where you can sample all the great things New York has to offer. For the next 60 minutes, I'll not only clue you into some great things to do around town, but we'll also chat with some interesting local personalities. Tonight's show is all about the pickup artist and the dating scene in New York City, and we'll feature Craig Miller, Christian Hudson, and members of Gotham Dating Club. But first, our shameless plugs. For those of you who haven't read my anti-aging book, Living Young, 32 Habits of Ageless People, there's no time like the present. It's always the right time to stay young and get healthy. Also, if you're going to live a long time, you might as well enjoy it. So check out my DVD, The Bedroom Workout for Men, on how to improve men's sexual performance through exercise. Both are available on Amazon.com and my website, AndyTroy.com. Remember that if you bring my book to any of my events, I will be happy to autograph it for you. Speaking of which, our next event will be this Friday night, our endless summer party at the Empire Hotel's fabulous rooftop bar, located at 44 West 63rd Street. We'll have some great drink specials. Admission is free. It'll be a great night, so come join us. The details for this and all my monthly events are on my website, tastingnyc.com. The Andy Troy Show has a fan page on Facebook that contains links to previous shows, as well as pictures of all our past guests. Check it out by punching The Andy Troy Show into your Facebook browser. If you haven't heard my animal rescue song, Hoping for Another Morning, you can both hear the song and see the video by going to YouTube and punching Hoping for Another Morning into the browser. My good friend and producer, John Anello, a.k.a. Johnny Mandolin, has a CD called La Voce Mia. Order your copy today at johnnymandolin.com or call E. Rossi at 212-226-9254 and they'll hook you up. Finally, sponsors, we want them. If you'd like to promote your goods and or services to our vast listening audience, contact the station or me directly at andyftroy@aol.com. Okay, we're now heading into action. We need Christian to get closer to the microphone.
How's this?
That's very good.
Excellent.
So, Christian, we must commend you. You tried one of those age-old routines today, the I ran out of gas routine, mm-hmm. on your way over.
I did. But
was it successful? Did you meet any women?
Interesting. No, I didn't because I hopped right into a taxi. I did meet a very nice gasoline station attendant. But, you know, you don't want to cross the line and flirt with dudes if that's not your thing, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would have been excellent practice for you, however.
Well, you know, I got my practice flirting with dudes back in the night. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, did you?
I
thought you looked familiar.
That's right. One of those
hands on the
parties,
table,
right?
Christian.
Sorry. Where are they?
That's not the table. Okay. Anyway, so that's Christian. We've got Craig Miller. Get closer to the microphone so we can hear from you.
How's it going, Andy?
Okay, now, I had some interesting experiences with both Craig and my friend Dom, who's also there speaking to the mic. Dom?
Hi, Andy.
And Spicy. We've got a very spicy individual here. That's an interesting name.
Hello out there.
Okay. Well, the three, all of us minus Christian, headed out Friday night for a night on the town. I wanted to see them in action. And Craig was actually quite impressive. He approached three young ladies during the time that I saw him, and all of them responded well, I have to say. The second one impressed me the most, because this was somebody who, to be honest with you, I was watching from the beginning. The first one was too far away. I couldn't tell what was going on. The second one, I asked you to do something that I could hear, and I'm still deaf from 30 years of playing in a rock band, so I couldn't hear it. But she was leaving, man. You started talking to her. She had that skeptical, what the hell was this guy talking about, look on her face, and then you said something else, and she didn't walk quite as far away, and you said something else. What did you say to this woman that kept her there for, like, the next 20 minutes?
You know, it's funny. The first thing that comes to my mind is you ask, what did I say? And I had a funny conversation with somebody, actually, the night after we hung out, and it was that every guy wants to know, what did you say to start the conversation? And that's actually, surprisingly, it's like the least important part of it.
Well, what's the most important part?
Everything after that.
Well, it must matter to some degree what you say, no? First impressions?
I think the very first thing you say out of your mouth, it's more, you know, for guys that I've met who, you know, regularly meet women, the first thing out of their mouth, they don't really think about it or make a big deal out of it because they're just trying to get into the conversation. It's what is she going to say next, and how are you guys going to bounce off that and joke around about it?
Okay, but so you say the most important thing is what you say next, but what about other stuff? Body language, stuff like that. Is it basically delivery? Can you say anything if you're saying it right or what?
To a degree, I'm sure you could find exceptions to that rule.
Yes,
yeah, the stuff I say is definitely out.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. We teach something called bombing openers, and they're great for guys who are having a difficult time overcoming their fear of approaching new women. Bombing opener is something where you're intentionally trying to bomb. So literally, a step back from getting slapped, but you really want the woman to kind of reject you. What guys find is if they have a good smile on their face and if they're making really great eye contact with the woman when they're talking to her, they can get away with this like crazy.
The AIDS seems to be under control, and my mental illness hasn't kicked up since I stabbed my mother again. Things like that, and they just...
Stabbing mothers might... we like to go a little bit more sexual than violence.
A man and his mother? Come on. Talk to Freud.
Well, that is a little... That's a timeline that dates all the way back to Oedipus,
okay,
right?
Okay, yes.
So, no, like an example is... Can I talk about...
You can talk about anything you like.
Fantastic. So... a great example is we would walk up to two girls and we would say, hey guys, listen, my girlfriend's out of town tonight and you're both really pretty, so I'm wondering if you'd be down for a threesome. And
so someone actually just does this, you know, walked up to two random women and said this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And have you done this?
Uh-huh, plenty of times.
And how well has it gone?
It works, most of the time works fantastically. You know, because look, you've got a smile on your face. And women are, when you're approaching that woman, what you're really trying to do is just get her attention on you, and she's trying to feel you. Her female intuition is judging you on a lot of different channels, like nonverbal, as you said, as well as verbal. So the words out of your mouth, she maybe account for 30% of what she's, you know, receiving from you. What she's really looking at is this guy comfortable with himself? What thoughts is he projecting with his eyes? Does he really want to have a threesome with me? Does he want to cut off all my hair and add it to the big ball in his attic, or is he just a nice guy who's
should I
fun?
Stop doing that?
You know, it's your thing. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Okay,
but,
good man.
Yeah. But so that's really what she's getting, and that's why a lot of guys get hung up on the first thing. So you just want to get her attention and, you know, kind of get her focused on you and get her feeling comfortable in your presence.
Okay. So you feel that what you say is much less significant than how you say it. Would that be true?
Yeah. I mean, I think, Craig, you probably agree. You know, it's helpful to have things to say. It's kind of like training wheels, but you know, after a certain point in time, I'm not gonna like look. When I was bad at this stuff, I was like, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? Guys get really hung up on that, but that takes them away from the really important thing, which is how they're making a woman feel. The more they think about what to say, the more they get in their heads, and the more they get in their heads, the less they're making eye contact, the less they're using their body right, and the less they're actually just being present with her. And the worse that feels for her. So there's kind of that fine line. You want to give them something, but you don't want to get them all up in their head.
Okay. Now, you brought up what was going to be my next question. Good man. Good segue.
Do what I can.
Did you guys always do well with women? Let's start with Craig. What was your story? You're like a good-looking guy. Don't take that the wrong way. My hands are definitely on the table. But
all right.
So I'm sure that helps, but did you always do well with women?
No, terribly.
Really?
Yeah.
Going back... How recently were you doing terrible with women? Leaving out Friday night, obviously.
six years ago, so up until I was 21.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I have Christian beat. A lot of guys that I meet who do this thing, you know, they compare who had it worse and that kind of thing. You know, who went from zero to hero more than the other guy.
Okay, so Christian, how long for you?
You know, I had my first kiss when I was 17. And
I haven't beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21.
Dude, that's
no.
Crazy.
I don't know if that's a comp.
The dating expert didn't get a kiss till 21. I'm taking this course.
All right. Yeah.
Sign me up.
You know, yeah.
Dominic,
no,
when are you gonna get your first kiss? Are you
I'm
over 21?
I'm hoping soon. Yeah.
He's got you beat. Dominic took.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I got. Maybe in the next like 2 or 3 years.
Well, the course. Are you going to be at the course they're doing in September?
Yeah.
I think after that you've got a shot because they're hiring women to come in and kiss you.
Oh, yeah. The
That's
plans,
why the price
right?
is kind of high.
That's the secret of the whole industry.
Okay, yeah, excellent. Yeah. So what? Back to Christian. So you didn't get your first kiss till 17, and Craig 21. That is astounding, because I haven't seen you in action, but I'm sure you must do well.
You know, I'm like a girlfriend guy. Like I don't.
Two at a time, apparently.
Well, let's see. I just got into trouble for that, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no.
Is that the one who siphoned your gas tank?
You know what? That was actually the one who put sugar in my last gas tank. Ah. And, the restraining order was dealt out. And now this thing, I don't know. Could have been anyone. Could have been you.
So for yuppies into bondage, is a restraining order the way to go, basically?
For yuppies and bondage.
Yeah. Do they go with a restraining order?
Interesting.
Rather than actual.
You know what? I'm going to have to defer to you on that one. It's not a demographic I'm used to speaking with. Yuppies
okay.
and bondage. Huh.
That could be the name of a band, actually.
But you're the expert on that one.
Now, how long?
Experts on yuppies and bondage thing. I'm loving it.
Okay, now how long have you guys been offering this type of training? So I think, Craig, from what you told me, you were doing this for a while. And how long has this industry been around? Those are two questions for you.
It really depends on what you define as the industry. I mean, there's obviously been people who have been offering dating advice for a long time, and as far as like pickup artists go, I would say that really exploded in 2005 when that book, The Game, came out.
Right.
I've been doing this in terms of helping other people for about a year, but I've personally been into it, learning about it for 5 years.
So your business is only actually a year of this current. And what's the name of your?
About a year and a half.
Give us the name of your business.
It's the Gotham Dating Club.
The Gotham Dating Club. And do you have a website at this point?
Yeah. The local website is GothamClubNYC.com, and that's just with our local events. And then there's also online stuff that's going to be available at the GothamDatingClub.com.
Okay. And Christian, what's your group called?
So our group is called The Social Man Anonymous. No, just leave out the anonymous. And it's
the Social Man.
Man. Yes. And we've been doing this since 2008, and I've been in the industry since, I kind of helped create the industry in 2005
really?
when that book came out, The Game.
So, do you know those guys? What do you, read The Game. I like to be up on things. And what do you think of this mystery fellow? Have you met him personally?
He's one of the guys who I have not met personally. My former business partner and him were sort of the two lead luminaries in the early stages of this. And so we were always cross-selling and competing. So I don't have a personal opinion of him. But he's a trailblazer. I mean, he created this whole industry, and he's a smart dude.
And who's your business partner then?
Back then it was a guy named Juggler. He wrote a chapter in the book.
Oh, okay.
And, it's funny. I was just telling Craig about the dynamics of the industry and how much it's changed. I mean, back then, there were literally three companies. It was us, them, and one other. And now there's all of us. It's a big old friendly family.
Now, how competitive is this field?
It's pretty competitive. It's very easy for somebody to, put up a blog and say that they do coaching, but what's kind of happened, speaking on a business side, is the businesses that have grown and sustained have learned business processes, so my business right now, we have this team of coaches that got against Singapore and San Francisco here in New York. We've got a small group of assistant coaches in New York. We've got some sales coaches who can help a guy figure out if he wants to take a program or not. So smaller companies are up against that now, but smaller companies are still able to offer a sort of more personal experience for, somebody who they're able to connect with face-to-face rather than over the phone. So it's competitive, but, there's always new people popping up, and, we've seen a lot of guys, this guy right here, he's built something really great in the last year, and, just seems to be growing and growing more and more.
Okay, we're going to find out soon what sets your businesses apart from others, and we're going to hear from some of the trainees here who are experiencing these courses. But first, either Betty is coming on to me or she wants me to go to a commercial break. So I think we got to go to a commercial break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Marianne Morrison. Join me, uncensored and live, with entertaining and provocative guests from celebrities to world-renowned entrepreneurs with hot topics and hot talk. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. High Definition Digital Radio, broadcasting to the world. Only on the Chen Sani Broadcasting Network.
Chen Hello, my name is Anthony Teresa, owner and producer of Blue Knight Recording Studio in beautiful Orange County, California, just outside Los Angeles. As a guitarist, vocalist, bassist, session player, producer, and engineer, I have either played or recorded on over 400 CD projects. Let me tell you, it's not easy to record your own music. My goal is to help you to be the best you can be behind the mic and in the tracking room. We'll get the best possible sounds from your voice and instruments. Do you need musicians? I've got them. The top session players in Southern California and Los Angeles. Let's make your recording project a reality. You can contact me by phone at 949-338-0293. That's 949-338-0293. Or contact me an email at catduo@earthlink.net. Looking forward to hearing from you. Take care and have a great week.
Hi, this is Robbie Russell from the Garage Mania Show. 60s, 70s garage psych and funk you can't hear anywhere else. Mixed in with a lot of fun.
This is Nurse Cheryl. Listen to the Garage Mania Show on the Shetani Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital audio broadcasting to the world.
Okay, we're back. And we're going to want to hear from you guys. What makes your companies different than the competition? Let's start with Craig. What do you offer that's different than other people? Why should we go to you? What are you going to do to straighten me out? Because I need a lot of help.
We really just focus on New York City and taking people out of New York City. So I think what Christian does is a little bit more universal. It might even be international. I'm not totally sure. So that's how I would say, you know, I'm different from him and how I'm different from other people. I really just focus on things in New York City, how to meet women in New York City, you know, how to maximize everything in New York City.
How does the New York approach differ from others?
To be honest, I don't really know. I've never lived in another city, and I've never really tried to do this extensively in another city. But if I had to imagine, I would just say, you know, things are a little bit more fast-paced. There's a lot more opportunities. You can definitely meet people in different situations than if you lived in like a suburb. Like if you live in a suburb, you probably go to like a shopping mall to meet somebody. And in New York City, you can almost do it anywhere. Like, you know, just in your daily routine, from taking the subway to walking. I mean, there's so many opportunities you could have where you see somebody you want to talk to and you could do it. And, you know, and when you're in the suburbs and you're in a car, unless you want to be the guy who yells at the car, that's not really an opportunity.
Yeah, I'll never forget being in a club. It kind of reminds me of that. And this guy was just grabbing girls as they walk by.
That's exactly what I teach.
And I finally had to go up to him and say, excuse me, but does that ever work? And he didn't speak much English, so I don't know what he said, but does that work?
If I didn't speak English, I might use that tactic, yeah.
Okay, so you don't recommend just grabbing random women?
I think there's a positive way and a negative way to do it, but I would never recommend to somebody to do that without learning from somebody who knew the right way to do it. Because
and self-defense.
Yeah, if you want to go that direction.
Yes. So, okay. Christian.
You could grab a girl.
I could right now? Well, the options are limited.
There's only one nearby you. You know, it depends on the environment, right? If it's a really highly charged nightclub environment, if people's emotions are already kind of up, if the girl's been, especially if the girl's been giving you a little bit of eye contact, but that's her basic. She's saying, like, come talk to me. And if so, you know, if you guys are kind of passing each other or you get that eye contact, just grab her on the hand, bring her over. I mean, you can get very intimate very quickly. Some girls want that. And they'll kind of signal it, but, you know, as Craig said, it's like you got to know the signals to look for and, you know, look for somebody to teach it. In terms of what differentiates our business, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, approach women like it's a like it's some sort of science experiment, and we just really like to teach guys how to be like awesome and put themselves forward very naturally, without fear, and you know, just fully like comfortably with who they are. And that's, you know, that's not to say like being a wuss or anything. It's being awesome, being like a very strong man, and just being able to make solid eye contact with the girl, and like make her feel like, ah, this is a man who's talking to me. So.
Now, people, from when I was reading some stuff, one of the tactics they used was to have you go and say, like, ridiculous things to women so you get overcome that fear of rejection. Mm. I don't really want to say ridiculous things to women, but do you recommend that? Or
No, I wouldn't want you to, but...
I do say ridiculous things to women, I just don't want to.
Okay. So, well, the first thing is there is a 12-step program for that. But, no, you know, we use that as one exercise for men who are having intense social anxiety just to get them past that first rejection, and then kind of we're like, okay, you got that out of the way. And usually they don't even get rejected if they're having fun with it. You know, honestly, the best – what we try to teach is we try to teach, look, get nearby a girl who you want to talk to and be talking with your buddies, your boys or whatever, and, you know, look over your shoulder – what we call drop a little hook. So just, you know, it's like dropping a hook in the water, seeing if she bites. And, you know, it could be anything. It could be pulling her into a conversation, asking her opinion, just saying hello, asking her what she's drinking, anything. And then just gauging her feedback at that point. And, you know, you can start to build a conversation from that. But we really don't like guys to try to be too clever. We really want it to be all about the feel of what she's getting from you. A lot of guys think, I just have something clever to say. But, you know, that's not how naturals approach girls. Naturals, they walk up, put themselves in the presence, and they're like, ah, yeah, you know, here I am, who are you, and it's all done non-verbally.
So I have to stop being clever.
I don't do that. Don't ever do that.
No.
Baby. Don't ever do that.
I'll lose my show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, there's something called the three-second rule that mystery guy was putting across. Now,
yeah,
Craig,
we talked about this Friday night.
We did. Well, some other people might be listening, though, so we're going to share it with them. What do you think of that concept where, well, explain it to me first. What is the three-second rule?
It's just that a lot of people get nervous when they're going to go talk to a woman, so they just say, go and do it in 3 seconds so that you do it, and as opposed to if you waited more than 3 seconds, you might not ever do it.
Because I can be a waiter. Well, not an actual waiter. I have a job, but I've been known to wait for a while before making an approach, sometimes probably too long. Do you think that the three-second way is the better way to go, that I should just see the woman as soon as we make eye contact, just race on over there? And
if you know, like, hesitation and anxiety is a really big thing, it can be a great exercise to get over it. Otherwise, you know, if it's not an issue, and, you know, when we were talking Friday night, I said I've been doing this for 5 years, and it took me 5 years to sort of get over that anxiety. Some people never really get over it, but if you do get over it, or it's not a problem, I would say you can then think maybe a little more strategically about the best time or the best opportunity to do it. So it's really more like a tool if you get anxious, and that's like 99% of guys.
Okay, 3 second rule, Christian. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it can work. It doesn't.
Well, does it
work
need to work?
No,
he was saying you needed to do this.
No, you don't need to do this at all. I mean, you know, look, I just say, you know, take the shot when the time is right. Be aware of your environment. If she's in the middle of a, like, conversation, and we see this so many times. These guys read this pickup artist stuff, and they think, like, okay, this is the by-the-book rule. I got to do this. So they're like, 3 second rule. They go bust into a conversation. And she's, like, deep in this, like, intense conversation with her best friend at the bar, and they haven't seen each other for, like, 8 months. And anybody with a hint of, like, social perceptiveness could see that if they weren't trying to operate algorithmically. And so it's like, no, dude, if she's in, like, this intense conversation, just chill out nearby or wait till she's done with it or something. I think the most important rule when thinking about to approach girl is pay attention to what's going on in her world and be strategic, as Craig said, about the right time when she looks most open. You know, when she's kind of looking around the room or her eyes are a little bit open or her body language is open to the room. Not when she's, like, locked away in a, you know, corner or huddled in a group. So that's
okay.
That.
Now, I want to hear from Dom and Spicy here. Now, Dom, get up to the mic because you need to be close to me for this. I want to bond with you. Yes. Now, how long have you been involved in this? Because you're just a youngster yourself.
I mean, I've been interning with Chris at Crap the Charisma for...
Okay, that's not a Chris who's here, just so people don't get confused.
Right. It's not Chris Hudson. And I've been sort of aware of the community as it's known for several years, but I would say that my, like, active involvement sort of dates to June.
Now, you're from San Diego, I believe you told me, right?
Yeah.
I'm practicing my paying attention to the people I'm speaking to. It only works with men, though, for me. I forget everything women say, but anyway, San Diego, how did it differ from New York in dealing with women, would you say?
Well, I think Craig sort of covered it. There are just fewer opportunities because people are in cars all the time. As far as, like, bars and clubs, it's basically the same.
Women are more approachable, less approachable, what would you say?
The same.
Roughly the same, okay. That's good to know. Now, how long have you been doing this with these guys, really? With Chris, the guy you're with now?
Three months.
3 months. Yeah. Now, how do you feel like your situation has changed from studying these techniques?
How's it changed? I would say that the thing is, I don't know whether I was quite as bad as some other people who go into the community starting out. Like, I generally was pretty good socially.
He's making good eye contact with me when he says that. I can tell that, yes.
So
I'm not that bad.
I would say
I just was Friday, that's all.
I've become more conscious of things that I already sort of did and have been able to kind of optimize them. I've also become more active about doing things. Like, I approach much more often.
And how do you feel like that? So you're getting more comfortable with it, I assume, the more you do it, right?
Exactly, yeah. I thought it was quite strange at first to consciously and deliberately like approach girls and not wait for opportunities and then capitalize on them. Rather, I've started learning how to create my own opportunities.
So I saw you also in action. I kind of said to you, "Let me see you. Let's see what you got, punk." And you went over to a girl, and it went pretty good. You were chatting for a while. So does it usually work out pretty good for you? Do you get like really blown off badly ever, or what?
It sort of depends on how long it's been since I've last been out, and also.
So you get rusty.
Yeah. I would say you lose your timing and your confidence if you haven't done. I hadn't actually been out in 2 weeks when I went out with you, so I was actually quite nervous before I approached her.
Okay. And did you feel comfortable with the way it went? I couldn't hear everything you guys were saying. But.
Yeah, I mean, I really just don't put that much value on any one interaction, but I think it was fine.
That's probably the best thing, because I got to say, if I was to encapsulate Craig, who I spent an evening observing, I observed the alien, and the main thing I could say is you just seem very calm and like you don't really care that much.
It's taken a long time to get there, and I don't even know if, you know, my results are normal. I talk to a lot of people, and they say that kind of anxiety never goes away.
Yeah, I think it depends on the personality.
Yeah, sure. I consider myself lucky to a degree. I mean, it's pretty cool to be able to do that, to see somebody and just be like, I want to go talk to them and do it.
Well, I mean, I could get past that anxiety if I picked my bong back up, but then by the time I put it down, it would be the 3-second rule would come into play, and that would mess everything up.
That's true, yes.
But, so Dominic, are you getting over your anxiety, or what?
I would say that every time I go out, unless I've been going out for like 4 or 5 days straight, I get anxious for the first 2 or 3 approaches that I do, and then I sort of figure it out again, and then it's fine, and I'm totally comfortable approaching pretty much anyone.
So you feel like this stuff is working for you? I guess that's the big question.
I mean, it's fun, and I've had some success. So yeah, I mean, I think I think it's a mistake to put, even though there's this whole industry and there are these programs and everything, to kind of make it into too big of a deal, like this stuff. It's just like learning how to be cool, basically, or like be social.
Okay, speaking of cool people, when we come back from break, we're going to hear from the man who kind of introduced me to all these guys. A man who has now become a legend in the dating scene. The one and only Spicy. We'll be back.
Would you like to know what's going on in the Italian-American community and stay in touch, even if you don't live in Little Italy? There's a way to do it. There's a great newspaper out called GIA, the Giornale Italo-Americano. This newspaper is distributed nationally and comes out weekly, and you can subscribe by going to their website at www.giamondo.com, that's GIAMONDO.com, or call 718-592-2196. Check out GIA for all your information on what's happening in the Italian-American community. It's published in both Italian and English. It's a great way to read and follow up and practice your Italian as well. Check out GIA on the internet at www.giamondo.com. GIA newspaper, the Italian-American newspaper for today.
If you love jazz, check out These Things We Dig, New CD by jazz, sax, flute, and clarinet recording artist James Aldean on Sexton Records. James Aldean has recorded 7 CDs for Sexton Records and appears regularly in the New York metropolitan area, including the great venue, the Whiskey Cafe. These Things We Dig features some of the best jazz and bebop styles, with James fronting the band, complemented by such great players as Mike Fonella, Phil Jones, Bob DeBenedette, Ron Naspo, and Wayne Dunton. You can get this new CD from Sexton Records by going to www.sexton.com. That's C-E-X-T-O-N.com. You can find out more about James Aldean at www.jldeanorchestra.com. For the best in jazz, it's Sexton Records, the audiophile jazz record label. Sexton.com.
Okay, we're back, and it's time to get a little spicy. Spicy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you got to speak up, man. You show that assertiveness. Very good. No, you're the one who actually contacted me having to do with my events and then ended up kind of hooking me up with these gentlemen. So tell me a little about your experience. How long have you been involved with this stuff?
I've been involved in this community this year, 2011, started in January. And I met Chris Luna from Craft of Charisma, and it ended up taking his course, right?
And, is that one of those weekend things?
No, it's a 10-week program.
10 weeks?
Yeah, it's a 10-week program, and this is how I kind of ended up meeting Craig and some of the other guys in the community. Yes.
And how have you changed over the course of that study?
It's interesting you ask. And
I only ask interesting questions.
Yeah, you do. That's very interesting. But anyway, it's made me a better person overall, not only in my social life, but in my family life.
You weren't this good before?
I was a little shy.
Oh, okay.
Right, but it kind of opened me up and gave me the tools, built up a lot of confidence, which is 85% of the whole game. You know, you have to be confident. It's not what you say. It's not how you say it. You just have to approach people confidently and be who you are naturally. And by taking the course, I became the best person that I can be, right?
So it's not getting any better than this, basically.
Maybe next week.
Okay, very good. So you would recommend this course of study to others? Is that what you're...
I would recommend this course of study to others if they want to improve their social skills in any area of their life.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be just by going out and meeting women. You want to be a more social person at parties, with your family, in business. It just makes you a whole lot better.
Good. Well, you know, and even if, here's a question for you, Greg. If a guy's already successful, because I actually do okay in spite of how I sound on the radio, but can a guy who does reasonably well with women still improve by taking these courses?
Absolutely, yeah. There are a small number of people who come in, at least for me. I don't know what Christian's experience is like, but for me, you know, there's a small number of guys who come in who are just like, man, I already do really good with women. You know, I've even heard stories about celebrities and people who are rock stars, you know, coming to get help with this. And they already get women, but they don't really have any choice. So these women just sort of come to them, whether they end up backstage after a show, or I knew a guy who was a DJ, and the girls who came to the DJ booth, I mean, he was golden, but, you know, he'd see these girls on the dance floor all night long, and he'd be like, that's the girl I want, not this girl who's talking to me. And he was like, how can I go get her? So a lot of these guys picked it up just so they can have that power and choice and flexibility, go out and get who they want when they see him.
Well, the analogy that I use for my bedroom workout DVD is some guys say, I don't need that. I tell them, Michael Jordan was the best player in the NBA, but he was the first one at practice. He didn't need to be better. He wanted to be better. I made that up.
If you take dating that seriously, sure. But I think it could totally improve your life just learning. You know, because once you know how to strike up a conversation with a girl anywhere, I mean, it changes your life drastically. And, you know, it's a great feeling. I mean, I know I could go on vacation or to another country. I can meet people.
I thought your approach only works in New York City. We don't know how it's going to go on vacation yet. We got to send you somewhere and do some research.
You might actually be right. I'm trying to think. I mean, I haven't technically used it, quote unquote, on vacation, but I have used it other places.
Have you tried with women who don't speak much English? I'd be curious to know how that works out.
Yeah, it does. It's definitely difficult. The first time I kind of got nervous and was like, I don't think they're too interested in talking to me. It takes a little bit of patience. I think somebody who doesn't speak English, they're definitely interested in meeting a guy, and a lot of times it's easier to meet them because they can't meet any guys because, you know, they don't speak English that well. So if you're just a little bit more patient with them, and you wait it out, and you give them time to say what they need to say.
And you're willing to marry them so they can stay in the country.
Absolutely. I mean, that's key to,
right.
to the whole thing.
Now, you've got a big event coming up that I believe Christian will be involved in, right? Coming up, is that the 9th, 10th, 11th of September?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that in case people, and people can still sign up for this, I take it, right?
Yes, yeah, you can sign up until the 9th, and it's the biggest event like this on the East Coast. I've been doing this in 5 years, and I invited the top 18 speakers that I've learned everything I know from. I only invite people that I know personally that I've met and that I've seen in action and I know are the real deal. This is not like a political event where people buy their way into it. It's only people that I invite, and it's lots of fun. A lot of people come, a lot of new friendships. People go out afterwards. It's going to be smack dab in the middle of Fashion Week, so there's going to be lots of models and hot women in New York City, and you're going to learn a lot of new stuff from the top 18 experts that are out there. And every year, these guys are coming up with new, better stuff. I mean, they're spending hundreds of hours talking to women, coaching guys. So there's new stuff coming out every year, and this is going to be like the best of the best.
Now, give me some of the names involved in this. See if it's anybody I've heard of, because I've heard of some of these people.
Well, Christian's definitely coming. And his co-coach, Nick Sparks, is going to be there.
Okay.
Some other big names are Adam Lyons. There's a guy, he kind of keeps a low profile, but he's talented. His name's Brad P. He doesn't reveal his last name, but he's good. I'm a fan of his. Chris Luna is going to talk. A lot of local guys in New York City are going to talk. I'm going to talk. So.
Okay. This sounds valuable. Now, if people want to sign up for this course and learn how to do what I saw you do Friday night to my wife. No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
about that,
she was a stranger to me. But what do they need to do? How do they sign up for this course?
So you hit thedatingconference.com/2011. That's 2011. So it's the numbers. So thedatingconference.com/2011. And all the information is on there. I got a full list of the speakers. You can read about Christian. I got a little bio of him on there. Everything you need to know. It's cool. There's going to be, you know, personal coaching, live coaching in the night. So it's I'm excited for it.
Will our friends Dom and Spicy be in attendance? Spicy,
invited.
Will people be able to see you at an event like this?
Yes, we'll be in attendance and we'll look forward to it.
So they can see what you look like and see why you're so successful with women.
They can see how handsome I am too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And Dom, Dom has got to get closer to the mic for this because we need to know what's going on with you. Will you be coming to this event?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You'll be there. This isn't the company that you're the intern for, though, right?
No, I'm interning for Chris, but Chris will be speaking there.
So Chris will be speaking. Good. I look forward to meeting him too one of these days. He dodged me today. So, Christian, you'll obviously be there. What are you going to be telling people at this?
I'm probably going to be talking to guys about how to get a girlfriend.
Oh, well.
Which is what a lot of guys
kind of really cuts to the chase.
Like. Yeah. You know, a lot of guys get hung up. They're like, and I get it. It's like they're like, oh, yeah, I got to go out and bang a bunch of girls. And, you know, it's kind of male ego thing. Or, you know, if you've never done it before, you kind of want to get it out of your system.
If you've never banged a girl, basically.
Yeah,
so that would be good for me. So this would be good for me.
Oh, come on now.
No.
You have the look of a man.
I have more women than you can shake a stick at, if that's your idea of a good time.
I don't know if shaking a stick. Maybe throwing a brick.
Right.
You know,
that has worked for me at times.
The brick opener.
Yes.
You hit them with the brick, and then once they wake up, you're like, excuse me, I think you have my brick.
I know CPR, so I...
Oh, perfect. You see, you
nurse
them
back
yourself
to health, yes.
That's amazing.
It's a well-rounded routine.
I love it.
So you're basically working with guys who want to get a girlfriend. What if a guy does want to get some more action? Is that...
Well,
can you help them with that, or you chase them out of the room?
No, absolutely not. That's what my my co-coach, Nick Sparks, is all about. You know, we can do that.
So you're the good cop, he's the bad cop, basically.
Interesting. Well... Yeah, he's, I don't know.
Nick
trying
has
to come up
spit
with
on me on the street a couple times.
Spit on you?
Yeah.
Hit on you or spit on you?
Spit on me, yeah.
That's kind of the more S&M crowd, I guess.
Yeah, Nick
how do you
is,
react to that? Do you find that appealing?
No, I said, what the heck?
What the heck? Next time use more forceful language, maybe he'll stop doing it to you.
Who was the guy who I met the other night with you guys?
I don't recall. What do you look like?
Yeah, that was Nick Sparks, wasn't it? I actually invited him tonight, and he dodged me.
Oh, Nick was
What's going on with him?
He got double dodged.
Nick has been doing coaching for the last 4 weekends straight, and we've also been going through this big, big product launch.
Am I losing my charisma?
No, it's not you. It's him.
See, you're the good cop, as I said.
You know, girlfriend guy, whatever.
I already feel better about myself.
Good. Then the radio show's working.
Okay, so this is like a three-day... Is this one of those boot camp things you hear about? Is that what this would be considered?
What you guys are doing.
What is this called?
Are you talking about the dating conference?
Yeah, the thing in September.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, typically when somebody says a boot camp, it's like you're working with one or two people really closely, and, you know, you might spend some time in a classroom with them, and then you'd spend some time in field. What this is, you know, there's a bunch of different speakers, so it's more like a conference-style event where you have a lot of people bringing in a lot of new ideas.
Oh.
It's cool because you get a lot of a different perspective, and you might actually end up taking, like, a boot camp with one of those people. There is going to be training at the dating conference, but I would never call it a boot camp.
Oh, so this isn't really like you're going to – this is just kind of like a group of people getting together to exchange ideas, or are they kind of looking for clients out of this, or I guess is that what this is?
A lot of people do end up finding new people to work with. You know, I had one guy who comes, and not most people aren't like this, but he goes, you know, almost I come to these things that I have every year. He comes to them so that he can scout out, you know, the new coach that he wants to work with that year because, you know, he knows I'm going to bring in some new interesting people that have the best information to offer.
Now, can you give me a success story? Tell me about somebody who you've worked with who has improved their situation. Do you have anything you could think of? I'm doing better since I met you, but I know about me already.
Sure. I'd say, like, some of the best success stories, I think, are, people who, they didn't have a great marriage, and that's not something I...
Well, pick a guy. You don't have to give his name, obviously.
All right,
but give me
I have somebody in mind.
Good.
I was on the phone with them, actually, last week, and this guy had... He was referred to me by somebody else. He lives in Buffalo, and he, you know, he wasn't living like a great marriage. You know, he wasn't crazy in love with his wife, and they weren't really having a lot of sex. And so eventually, the S hit the fan. I don't know, cursing is cool.
It's allowed. That's acceptable.
All right.
In fact, we insist on some cursing.
The shit hit the fan, and
throw him off for that language, folks.
And and now he's single, and you know, for the most part, he can. Once he gets going a little bit, he can have a great time with the girl, and he knows what to do. The thing is, he just needs a little bit of help meeting women and you know, with the beginning of his interactions and what to say. And so just a few little words and some time with this guy, and I feel like, you know, I can totally change his life. And so it's a huge change in a short amount of time. I mean, that always feels great for me because, they guys really appreciate that.
Now, how long have you been working with this guy, would you say?
We just did one phone call so far, and already, you know, he was like...
There's a change already from one phone call?
Yeah.
I spoke to you on the phone, and I'm not doing any better at all.
That's why I didn't use your example.
Ah, good. Good thinking. I like that. Okay, Christian, you've never spoken to me on the phone either, so
no,
you haven't helped me, but can you tell me about someone who's doing better as a result of your training?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of guys who've gotten married after taking stuff with us, like 9 that I can think of. I keep that number pretty close and handy. There's a lot of guys who, like, okay, I'll give you an example. This guy named Will, he's from London. He spent a bunch of money with other companies, and he was learning all these tricks, techniques, stuff, what to say. And by the time he came to work with us, he was almost like, man, like, nothing's working for me. You know, like, I'm so, like I was saying, so in my head. I'm just not getting the results I want. And, you know, we, like, turned things right around. On the way back to London, he flirted with a stewardess and got a flight upgrade. So, you know, but a lot of it was, like, cutting through the crap that, like, he thought he needed and really focusing on, like, just helping him connect with, you know, the women who he was talking to. Everything fell into place.
All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to spend a little more time with Craig, but then he will eventually have to leave us. And then I'll just annoy Christian for the rest of the show, and we might hear from Spicy again. I don't know if he's got anything to add. Do you have anything else to add to the show, Spicy? Think about it. We'll get back to you.
We'll do.
Okay. Going to commercial.
Ah. My name is Jerry Barnes, and you're listening to the song Absence by the group The Virgin Mary. This song is available at iTunes and CD Baby. Enjoy.
And I pass away the time, making silly rounds of you and me. And I'm wishing on a star, hoping you'll appear right next to me.
Do you love great homemade Italian food? Do you hate the long wait at fancy restaurants or the overpriced menus? Then check out Giovanna's restaurant on the Upper East Side, East Harlem, at 1567 Lexington Avenue between 100 and 101st Street. Giovanna's has fine homemade pastas, meat dishes, artisan pizzas, all handcrafted by Master Chef Fernando Davino. Giovanna's also features a selection of over 200 wines. Experience great food, friendly service, sensible prices, and no long waits at Giovanna's. Local delivery is also available. Call 212-360-6300 for more information. Giovanna's restaurant is just three short blocks north of the 6th train 96th Street subway station. Street parking is also available. Centani Broadcasting loves Giovanna's. That's why we broadcast live from here. Check out Giovanna's restaurant at 1567 Lexington Avenue between 100 and 101st Street. You'll be glad you did.
He's going to cry when he's out of our visual range. Okay, we're back. So, how has the economy affected you, the business for you guys? Well, I guess you weren't really doing it long before the economy tanked, Greg, but how's it gone so far? Have you noticed any people were more hesitant to spend money based on this type of situation? Or?
No, I mean, I'm just getting into it now, so I find it very challenging, and I don't know why it's challenging. I mean, it could be the economy. I know that, you know, a lot of people I talk to, they're like, this whole pickup artist thing, it blew up at one point, and now it's kind of fizzling, and so, you know, something new has to come up. Something
so it is
original.
Fizzling.
I feel like that, but, you know, okay. I'd love Christian's opinion, because yeah. He's got more.
Well, yeah, we're actually seeing a big uptick this year from last year, and it has to do with a couple things. I think, first of all, we've been around for longer, and so we've built a pretty good brand around who we are. You know, this guy Nick Sparks that I work with, I mean, you know, yeah, stop your average person on the street, they have no idea who he is, but a lot of other people do, who are looking for this stuff. Also, in terms of the business, we invested a lot in terms of processes and IT, and so systems-wise, we're doing fine. A lot of our business, I'd say 70%, last year was 80%, this year it's probably going to be 60-70, comes from internet sales, people buying like $40, $50 books online.
So what is there more of now?
I'm sorry?
What are there more of? Because it's a lower percentage of your business is the internet.
Oh, well, it's, you know, people are still online looking for tips on, like this year our big winner is a product about texting girls. So we've got this product called Before You Text Her. It's, you know, things to say once you got her number, how to flirt, how to ask her out. We're doing gangbuster sales with that. And, you know, a lot of people are looking for it, and a lot of people are texting. And so that kind of brings them into our world. They get to know, and that's not the only one. We've got, you know, a whole bunch of products, but, you know, they find that, they come into our world, they're like, oh, I like these guys, you know, they talk to one of my coaches, and I'm like, yeah, bam, signed up. So, you know, it's not recession-proof, but I think what has happened is there is a lot of competition, and we've been fortunate to, you know, get some of the foundational stuff together, like these online products, so we're not out, you know, hustling for clients, you know, and trying to prove ourselves on, you know, a day-to-day basis.
Okay. I think that Craig has to go soon. I think a girl just picked him up. I think it was one of the waitresses. So he has to leave. You do have to leave, so I hate to lose you.
Yeah, I have an actual date, but it's not actually with the waitress.
Oh. You do have her number, though?
Of course,
okay,
yeah.
Good. My confidence has been reinstilled. Can you give us your favorite or a good opening line before you leave?
Sure. I think I was telling you, you know, my favorite thing to do when I'm trying to start a conversation is just to open with a compliment. Like, I like something, you know, about what she's wearing, or, you know, if I can't think of anything specific, I might just be like, I like your style, or I like something about you. I know that might sound kind of cheesy to people, but it really, like I said, the first thing out of your mouth is not a big deal, and usually it goes over pretty well, and you know, it was better than the earlier thing you were mentioning about, what was it, stabbing your mother or something?
So you think I should kind of put that in the back for now and try other stuff?
I think it's a keeper, but, you know, we'll keep it on the tool belt.
Yeah, well, we don't want to get a line like that stale anyway, so. Okay, so Craig, he may be leaving us at any moment, so we're back to Christian here. Give me an example of what you think is a great opener.
Let me think. You know, I actually like being kind of direct like that. Like, hey, I just had to come say hi to you. The last time I was, I'll give you an example. This happened maybe a week ago. Is I was standing right behind a girl, and she had a thread hanging from her, like, dress or something. And so I tapped her. I'm like, I try to be really nice when I'm first meeting a girl. Again, as I said, it's all, like, first impressions. So I'm just tapping her to get her attention. She gives her eyes to me. I'm like, excuse me, is it rude to remove a thread from somebody in a bar if they've got it kind of hanging off of their clothing? And she's like, oh, no, not at all. So that was the opener, just something situational. You know, again, as Craig said, it's really what comes after you start that conversation and where you go from there. And I'd be happy to go into, you know, hours and hours of depth with you about that, but I'm guessing we don't have hours here.
I would love to get hours of of information about what to say after you rip a thread off a woman's coat.
What say next? Well, I'll tell you.
What did you say next?
Yeah, here's how our conversation went. I can't remember the exact thing, but we kind of teased each other for a second about, like, yeah, you know, I was like, I was worried I was being so rude there. And she's like, yeah, so rude, right? And I have this thing that I do. There's two things I do. One is called fomance. So fomance is like romance, but false, you know, the French F-A-U-X, faux.
Once we get settled down, we'll have your parents over.
Exactly. So it's like, it's basically being romantic, but very, like, you know, cheeseballing over the top. So I'll be like, I think I said something like, the first thing I said was, I do something else called future projections. So I'll project in the future something I'm going to do for her. And I kind of combined the two in this moment. I said, well, you know, like, baby, I know you've been wanting a new purse for the longest time, and I was actually thinking about getting you a watch. But, you know, I think a purse would, seeing how trashy it looks, I kind of tell you, like, I think I might have to go there. So she's like, you know, we're kind of riffing off that for a second, and just having...
You realize you're stuck buying this woman a purse now.
I think she knew that I was being a little tongue-in-cheek. But yeah, so we started with that, and then, and so we were just going back and forth, like, bantering about that and, you know, being very fomantic. And I said, you know, and frankly, like, I didn't want to tell you, but there's actually a pony coming, too. I got you a little pony. She's like, oh, I always want a pony. So we kind of stopped, and I just looked at her. I said, so what's going on with this right here? And
what
I'm
did
like,
she have?
She just had beautiful makeup on her eyes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just looking at her, and she goes, what? And I'm like, is there a problem? Or she goes, is there a problem with my eyes? And I'm like, no, they're, like, stunning. They're, like, reaching out to me. Has anybody told? I know this is kind of cheeseball, but has anybody told you, like, you have really stunning eyes?
That's been mentioned to me, actually.
Yes, exactly. You actually look kind of similar to her. It's a little makeup, and you guys.
Recognize me out of uniform.
exactly, or without the purse.
Yes.
So
you really think my purse is cheesy?
It wasn't cheesy. It was just a little ripped.
Oh, good.
Sorry, but no. So anyway, and you should have seen her melt in that moment. So what the effect of that conversation was? I got her attention. Got her looking at me. We did a little bit of banter, just having fun and, like, teasing each other. And then once she felt comfortable with me, I just went right for a very direct compliment. And I said, and she's like, wow, thank you. I was like, yeah, I just, somebody needed to tell you that today. And I'll say stuff like that as a compliment. I'll be like, you know, if nobody's told you how beautiful you are, like, I know it's a totally cheeseball thing to say, but it's absolutely true, and you deserve to hear that today. And if it's said very genuinely and you really mean it, girls just melt. And so at that moment, she was like, you just see her eyes were like, oh my God, this guy is like, wow. And unfortunately, I have a girlfriend, and I was doing that for a client. I was demonstrating the fomance and the future projection for a client. So I said, you know, with that said, let me introduce you to my friend.
And, you know, I'll be excusing myself now because I will get in trouble if we keep talking. But so that was kind of how the conversation started. It was just a little bit of banter on a non-personal topic, and then took things very personal.
Okay, that sounds good. Dom, what do you think of that approach? Dom has now moved back into the mic range here.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, I think it's a structured way of thinking about what a lot of what people that are good with women do naturally. Honestly, though, I mean, I would say that I do a little bit of that sort of thing, but mostly I just, what I say is almost just an excuse for, or a pretext for physical escalation.
He wants to get his hands on somebody quick.
Yeah, no, that's depending on the environment, that can work great. I mean, you know, and while you're doing, I should say, like, while you're doing all these things, you do want to be touching and physically escalating.
I do.
But, you know, again, it's kind of what... The thing that I found, too, is it depends on what type of girl you're, to use a geeky phrase, screening for. You know, if you're looking for a girl who, like, have a one-night stand for you, then you want to go physical pretty quickly and start pushing boundaries.
I'm interested in a woman I don't have to pay, at least not a lot.
I can't really help you with that, because that's actually the big secret that I didn't want to give up here. Sorry, man. But, no, if you want to get if the one-night stand girl, you know, it's like if that's what you want, then you want to start pushing boundaries quickly and see they're like, you know, they're to coin a phrase that I think one of the other guys in our industry, not coin a phrase, to use a phrase, it's like blow me or blow me out. You know, that's a phrase from our industry. And, you know, it's a good way of thinking about certain, if that's your goal is to like hook up with a girl, then that's good. The last few girls I've dated have been kind of like good girls. And so my approach has been very, very different. And, you know, so it's not all about trying to get that physical intimacy quickly. It's about trying to...
When you're dating a good girl, is your approach spending a lot of time with bad girls, or...?
Trying to make them jealous? No, it was actually... We took it pretty... Just take things slowly. Like, I don't know. I kind of... You know, a lot of guys who get into this stuff, I think there's this barometer of, like, what kind of man you are by how many girls you've slept with, and there's, like, a little bit of, like... You know, ego stroking. There's this whole pickup artist community on Facebook, and they all like post these pictures of girls they make out with. And it's like, to me, there's that part of it, which is self-actualization of like, oh yeah, I can get girls. And then there's actually the being with the girls part, and those two things are almost totally separate. And every guy, I think, kind of falls into his groove of how he likes to pursue women. Some guys really love banging a lot of girls. Other guys find, you know, hey, I like to take things slow, I like to prolong the process, and really enjoy getting to know one girl at a time.
So can you modify what you teach based on what the person wants?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. Because, you know, it's like, it's all the same stuff, it's just how slowly are you doing it, how are you responding to the girl, you know, and how are you working with what she gives you.
Now, you just mentioned environment. We were out the other night, and it was a pretty loud place.
An Empire, yeah?
At least I thought. Oh, no, we weren't at Empire.
Were you down Lower East Side?
We were at the Standard Hotel.
Ah, nice.
And the Beer Garden, and then we went to some other place, the Rusty Knot or something?
The Rusty Knot, okay, I don't know that one.
Okay. Now, at least the first place was kind of loud, at least for me. Now, how do you vary your approach based on your surroundings? For example, a loud place, what would you do more or less of?
So a loud place gives you some opportunities to do some cool things. First of all, you can, when you approach her, you can get a lot closer and bring your body in a lot more closely. You can also put your hand in the small of her back as you're coming in to talk. So if we were in a loud environment, you know, I'm going to be – I'm actually going to be putting my right leg. I'm going to try to get it in between her legs as soon as possible. Not like all the way in, but like where her legs are touching my leg in some way, and I'm kind of like this. So that's not first minute, the first 3, 4, 5 minutes.
So within the first 5 minutes, you want to position your body so that your leg is in between hers.
Not your other thing, but your
right.
You know. And that's again not a hard and fast rule. What we really like to do is use space properly. So this is one of those things that's hard to explain unless you're coached into it. But if you are, so like, you know, a guy will go in, and what we see, it's an amateur mistake to, you know, to use that phrase, is he'll start talking to a girl and he'll really be leaning in. Like his upper body has like this, you know, angle towards hers. And if you see a quote-unquote pro doing it, he can be really close to her, but his body's still going to be leaning back. Like, you know, I'm pulling it from the microphone right now so you can...
That was something that I heard, that leaning in is viewed as like kind of weak.
Supplicatory, yeah.
Now, what about guys like me who... aren't hearing great after 30 years of playing the drums.
Yeah, but see, that's awesome. Because first of all, you've got an excuse to stand close to her. So be like, sorry,
I can't
hear you.
Play on the whole sympathy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna have to bang my ears. And you can, you know, again, you can get, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You can get close, parallel. You can get parallel to her.
Just not lean
and
in.
Then, yeah, just not lean in. And then you're basically like, you know, well, this isn't useful for radio, but, you know, so her head's right here, which is to my right, and I'm kind of talking to her ear. It's, you can, this is how you get a kiss within a few minutes or less, is you're going to get very close to her, and as you're going to talk kind of past her ear. And then as you pull your head away to listen to her, you're going to make that really strong eye contact. Your head, your faces are like, you know, it's like you're talking like this, and then you kind of pull back and you're looking at her, and then you give her ear. But all that time, there's that eye contact going on, and like, you know, you, again, this is a fine line you got to walk between not being creepy and being sexual. But once you get that right, it's like, it's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds good. I need more information. Has any of this worked for you, Spicy, at all? Have you gotten your first kiss?
Yes, I have, and I want to add on to that. The techniques and the tools that the courses give you can be used to establish long-term relationships if that's what you're looking for. And if you want to have the short-term relationship, you can also do that.
I want to use them to end long-term relationships. Can I do that?
That's part three.
Okay.
All right, but it could be used for both. So same tools, same techniques. Just use different ways. And I have tried these tools and techniques, and they work. The whole thing about our approach is we're sincere, and we try to be honest with the women. If we like you, go up there, you compliment, and try to be as sincere as possible, because if you're not, it kind of shows in your body language.
So, Craig, I know we're going to have to go soon. I want to make sure we get your information in. I'm sorry, Christian.
Yeah,
Craig's left. I miss him.
It's all good. I miss Craig, too. Always.
So, what's the what's your contact info again? Because I want to make sure.
www.thesocialman.com. So you know, easy enough, and you'll see a big video there, and browse around, look at some of our products.
And what would you say some of your more popular products are?
Well, we've got like six right now. We just launched one called Fearless, which is basically the curriculum that we teach live to our clients, and it's about how to approach women fearlessly and, you know, be confident and awesome and all that. The other one is called Unbreakable. We've been selling that one for about a year, and it's, the way I like to describe it is like teaching a guy how to be a 10. Like, so I have, I'll walk you through it real quickly. Women are, everybody's attracted to things that of value, you know, the thing of value would be like a nice watch, a nice car, whatever. People are attracted to things of value. Everybody has their own unique value preferences, but we look at human beings having three different types of value: primary, passive, and active. Primary is like the fire that burns inside of you. Passive is like how you would just be described on paper when you're not there. And active is like your personality, your game, all that. So Unbreakable tries to kind of, it, you know, this is technical, but guys who go through it, like their lives are changed. It kind of brings all those things together and says, here's how these all connect, and here's the parts of your life that you can start to work on and change and grow. Because what we really want is when a guy's talking to a woman, we don't want him to feel like there's something he's got to hide that's inside of him. We want him to feel very, you know, integrated and like, you know, hey, I got my shit together, and here I am. Here you are, and let's figure it out.
Well, one of the things I've never been willing to do, and some guys get on me about it, is I'm not willing to lie to women about my age or where I'm from or any of that stuff. So you guys feel that that's obviously the way to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I
like criminal record, all of that I should come right out with.
Yeah, you know, just to wrap up on that thought, I mean, I like doing what's called a double answer. So if a girl says something like, how old are you? You know, the first answer is going to be like oh, I absolutely can't tell you. She'd be like, why? I'd be like, I'm just way too young for you. You know, so you know, if
or in my case, too old for
no,
you.
No, but you
or
would
if
say,
I find women
yeah,
that I'm too
you,
young
no,
for,
think,
then I'm not interested
I think
at all,
if you were talking to a girl who was younger than you, if you said, like, I'm way too young for you, it'd be funny. You know, it's like something they're
oh,
not
really?
To
okay.
Yeah, and then they're going to laugh and be like, oh, really, how old are you? And then you can give the real answer. But so I always, whenever a girl asks a question, I always like to give a double answer. So another one is like, where are you from? I'd say, just like, you know, this wonderful little state in the Midwest. She'll be like, oh, what state? Oh, Michigan. But I always want to make her ask two or three
I usually
times.
Tell them way down south in Brooklyn, which is true, actually.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
you can use that if you want, but I won't credit.
Way down south
in
Brooklyn. Way down south in Brooklyn.
From here,
south,
anyway.
South of me is anywhere south of the Upper West Side, so I guess I got a lot of latitude.
Or Moscow, I tell them.
Moscow.
Which is true. Sheepshead Bay.
You know what's funny? You know what's really funny is when you guess that they are
And, you know, you can turn on them, so you'll be like, let me guess where you're from. You're from, you know, and you're talking to, like, some, you know, white girl, blonde hair, blue eyes. You're like, you're from, let me guess, probably India, yeah? You know, so something way out there, like something that totally does not look like where they're from. And she's like, no, you're wrong. I'm like, ah, damn, like, I thought I was close, you know? So it creates this funny, like, it's false. It's like this false pretext for you guys to be flirting with each other.
I was told it's good to make them guess. If somebody says, how old are you? How old do I look? You
know? That girls get that a lot. So I like to, again, it's always like being slightly different. Like, just, and guys hear that. So, you know, rather than saying, how old do I look? And just being intentionally challenging, I'd be like, oh man, I'm way too young for you. You know,
so,
and I'd be,
so I should forget everything Spicy told me, basically.
You know, dude, I think everybody's got to do what works for them. I mean, if that works for you, then it works for you. My whole approach is probably a little different than that. I just, again, it's like that whole guess how old I am. I don't like to introduce like hard. I don't like to introduce hard stops into conversations. To me, like if she's like, how old are you? And I'm like, guess. Like it's like a hard stop, and now it like throws her off. I want to like make her laugh a little bit. Every time a girl puts some effort into asking me a question, I want to like reward her a little bit with, you know, that laugh. Like oh, like way too old for you. Or, I'm sorry, way too young for you, and then she's going to laugh and be like, no, I'm just teasing, I'm, you know, whatever age, how about you? And then throw it right back on her. Like, I like to always, my goal is, look, in a girl's fantasy, the guy is not the star. Like, it's not some amazing, interesting, sexy, fascinating guy who's a star. In the girl's fantasy, she's a star. And there is this interesting, sexy guy who's listening to her and who's making her feel amazing and who's making her feel sexy and interesting. But it's like, she's the star. And a lot of guys get into this mindset of like, I got to be really interesting and say all these great things and like prove myself to her. And like, you just have to prove enough to make her feel comfortable talking. You just have to say enough funny things to get her to open up. And then just, it's all about making her the star, like making her feel amazing. And, you know, that's the secret to it all. Like, fall in love with her as soon as you can.
Do women interpret kindness as weakness, in your opinion?
It's kind of like the distinction between the good guy and the nice guy.
Yes.
And it's a subtle distinction, but the good guy, you know, the good guy will kick somebody's ass if you know, they cross the line. Like okay, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody beating up a kid, a good guy is going to go, like, be like, yo, dude, like, stop that or I'll kick your ass. A nice guy is going to be like, uh-oh, like, I better not mess with that. You know, so, like, that kindness... I don't think kindness is weakness unless it's supplicatory, and women can usually tell the difference. Like, is this guy trying to get something from me? Or is he... You know, it's funny, dude. Everybody in our community says, don't take women on dinner dates as a first date. They're like, no. It's like, it's, you know, it gives away too much power. I have never found that. Like, if you can take a girl on a dinner date, but it's because you like eating nice meals, and you're taking her to a place that you really love, like, there's this place on the Upper West Side called Celeste. I don't know if you've been up there. It's like the best Italian food in the city that I have found. So if I could take a girl there for a first date, it's like, I love this place. I'm bringing her into my world, and I don't mind paying the, you know, 20, 30 bucks. That's kind, maybe. You
20,
know,
30 bucks? Yeah. That's a fancy restaurant?
It's, you know what's funny? It's not fancy, but it's like
I spent 40 bucks for my end last night in a Mexican place with a taco and some margarita.
Where was that?
That was in Queens.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. This place, it's not bad at all. It's like, yeah, 15, 20 bucks for an entree and some change for a drink. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if that answers the question. It's,
yeah,
you know,
it's good.
It's, like, not kind, but it's, like, just I'm doing it because I want to do it. I love surprising girls with gifts. My last girlfriend I bought, I won't tell you her full name, but imagine her name was Samantha. I bought a website, SamanthaIsReallyCute.com. And just, like, put a picture of her and, like, drew, like, see, she's really cute. And this is before she was even my girlfriend. But, like, she loved it. You know, and for me, it's, like, just fun. It's, like, a gift out of the bottom of my heart. And, like, you know, so it's funny. It's kind. And, you know, this chick was, like, a model. It's been on a bunch of magazine covers. You know, and
so
guys,
Samantha was cute.
Samantha, quote, unquote, was, she was a hottie. Yeah, I mean, just guys get so hung up on, like, I can't do this or I can't do that. If you're a strong guy, like if you really like believe in yourself and you really believe in the value of what you do and what you're giving people, you know, as long as you're a little playful, have some fun, take it or leave it, like, man, you can be as kind as you want.
Okay, folks, that's our show on dating coaches in New York. I want to make sure you guys check out their event on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I think it is, of September. And what's the website for that again?
BeDatingConference.com/2011.
Okay, next week we will be back with more exciting stuff. But for now, we are gone.